Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Unlike the more media savvy who rush to do articles, podcasts, and blogs about the orca killing the trainer at SeaWorld, I resisted the temptation because I wanted a chance to think about this more. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized that the fundamental lessons that led to this tragedy aren't that different from those that plague some owners and their aggressive dogs. Heading the list of these is the failure to realize that animals are intelligent, and some animals are smarter than others. The second one, and this probably should be number one, is the tendency, particularly in this country, to perceive a knowledge of training as the equivalent to a knowledge of that animal's behavior. This was pointed out dramatically in the case of the orca, where we had a person who was a very, very skilled trainer, but who knew little or nothing about orca behavior. Now, how can I say that? Well, I can say that because nobody knows much about orca behavior. So consequently, from the get-go, she and others who were working with these animals were flying blind. They had no idea what the behaviors they were asking these animals to perform meant to those animals. They had no idea what they were training those animals to communicate and what that communicated about those animals' relationship with those people. They simply didn't know. But there's a tremendous amount of hubris in the training community. In some circles, the more out of context, the more bizarre, the more unnatural the behavior you can get an animal to display, the better the trainer you are. And when the animal responds to the commands, when the dog gets a championship in obedience, there's a tendency to think that that animal is well behaved and that we are fully in control of the animal. And it's very seductive. The idea that this animal chooses to obey the command doesn't enter into training thinking. And of course you can understand why not. Because if the animal were choosing to obey, then we would be functioning as a team. What that animal did or didn't do would become a function of trust. And if it's based on trust, then it's not based on control. And if we look at how much the average dog owner and a lot of trainers know and appreciate about normal canine behavior, communication in the human-canine bond, we'll discover that it's not much more than we know about orcas. And many times, we're using the same training techniques. We're telling ourselves that they'll do anything for food or they'll do anything to avoid punishment. And sometimes we need that reinforcement so much we can't even get the food out of there. We can't phase out the food because we have more faith in the food than we do in ourselves and in that dog. The problem is that this kind of training is dependent on the animal's willingness to accept the reward. Very, very profound statement made by Steve Lindsay years ago that has just stuck in my mind because it is so, so right on. If we ask an animal to do something out of context, for that animal to obey and accept the reward is punishment. And some animals may learn to accept this punishment day in and day out. And other animals may learn to accept it when it doesn't matter, when there's not something better to do or there's not more immediate threat to their environment. But when that's the case, the idea of responding to out-of-context commands, to perform in a way that makes us feel happy, it makes us feel in control, isn't a top priority anymore. And it's at times like this that this whole very, very fragile house of training cards comes tumbling down.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.